It's easy to identify a bad pitch when it ends with the statement, "I'll send you more info." Please do your best not to resort to this strategy as a last-ditch effort to close a deal. In the age of information overload, the last thing anyone needs or wants is more info. We don't even have time to look at the info we need to review, much less the info we don't even know we want to review. Before you pitch, know who and what you are pitching. Do not let additional info be your go-to for explaining the benefits of what you are pitching. If you can't verbally sell someone on your ideas or service, then you probably shouldn't be pitching them. In fact, don't even offer any additional info. Rather, let the person you are pitching ask you for the info. If you accomplish that, then you know you have done a good job pitching. The pitch challenge today: pitch someone without any notes or PowerPoint deck. Be a minimalist and just keep your presentation to you and your passion for what you are pitching. Let your voice paint the picture and persuade without any bells and whistles. Lead with confidence and release the crutch of offering more info. You don't really need it. The person you are pitching really doesn't have time for it. And if you know your material, all you really need is your voice.